What about if you see a funnel cloud coming like we did back in the spring? You know, when it came through that town and knocked all the trees.
Hurricane. That's usually what those are.
Well, I mean the one that came through and did all the damage to the governor's mansion.
Tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. What about a...
The hurricanes usually come from water.
Yeah, they do. What about a couple of years ago when all the lines got knocked down around here one winter? What kind of storm was that? Well, it got all...
Oh, that was an ice storm. Mm-hmm. It froze the ice and water and the weight tore them down.
What do you call a man who comes out on a fire truck?
Fireman.
Do you know of any other terms for firemen? Familiar terms or...
No, firefighters, firemen.
Who is it that rides around in patrol cars?
Those are policemen.
Now, do you know of any other terms for those?
Oh, not in this section. I know what they call them in other sections. Well, no, we usually call them policemen, officer.
What do they call them in other sections?
Flat feet. You know, you ever heard that? up in Brooklyn, New York, and they call them cops. And they just don't use those terms down here. It's either patrolman or an officer.
Mm-hmm. What's the?
I have heard cop though. Used
yeah.
Down here.
That's.
But not. It isn't common.
Mm-hmm. What's the place where they keep fire trucks?
Well, the fire houses.
And what's the place down on, I think it's Gilmer Street? Commissioner Eve may have an office down there. He may have an office at City Hall, but a place where...
That's the Department of Public Safety building, isn't it?
I guess it is. Where do they...
You know, I don't go downtown as much now as I used to when I was a boy. The only time I go down is when I have to go.
I
can shop
day,
and do anything I need to do right around this area.
If you wanted to go make a complaint and you didn't want to call it in to the police, where would you go? If you wanted to go report a robbery or something, where would you go?
Oh, you go to the police station.
And if they arrested somebody, where would they put him?
Put him in jail. Other clinker.
Do you know where the local jail is around here?
I was here in DeKalb County. It's out on I-85 at Moore Drive. That's a new one. It used to be on the square in Decatur. Mm-hmm. They just moved out there. Well, that thing was antiquated, I tell you. It reminded me of the old jail in St. Augustine, Florida.
Yeah,
it was that almost that bad in comparison with the modern one they have now.
If they arrested someone for drunkenness and didn't get him out overnight, where would they put him?
They put him in jail.
Mm-hmm. Do they have a special place for...
No, they just have a... I don't think they do. They could just put them in there with all of them.
What does a policeman carry as a weapon other than a pistol?
What he carries is blackjack.
Mm-hmm. Is it,
or a nightstick. You know, they got them carrying nightsticks downtown.
What's the difference?
A nightstick is wood. Mm-hmm. It's a hard wood, teak type wood. It's real hard, boy. It don't break either. And it doesn't give. I know we had them when I was in service, when I was in military police. But a blackjack is made out of lead, covered with leather. But they will cut, if you don't know how to hit a man, strike a man with it, you can cut a man real bad with it.
With which one?
With a blackjack. You can cut him worse than you can with the stick or the
right?
Billy. Yeah.
Even with a leather cover?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonder why.
Well, because it has a tendency to spring. Mm-hmm. You know, it'll flip back. You ever had a blackjack in your hand?
I've held one a little bit.
All right, well, you notice how limber it is?
Yeah.
Well, see, actually what we were taught to do is you hit the fellow with your fist and let the reflex of the thing hit him. That way it'll knock him out and won't cut him. Now, if you would just come right down across his head with that thing and got that whip on it, it would really concussion.